A reading from the Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. A few days ago, first and second graders came to visit us from the local parochial school. I came in late because I had been at adoration. And I happened to sit down next to someone who was holding a little baby. She looked about 6 months old, or maybe a little more. It was the most beautiful baby, black, lots of black hair, milk chocolate skin. I thought at first that it was a little muñeca or a little doll, but it was a living baby. She would grab one of my fingers and holding it, she would wave it around. Just like babies do. It's just typical, isn't it, of the babies beginning to reach out and explore their new world. I thought of how tender are the photos of a toddler holding his or her father's hand. Holding a hand is an instinctive gesture of love, care, guidance, and protection. It's the basic gesture we make when a friend is sick or dying, or someone is hurt or worried. We take their hand as a sign of our extension of comfort and support. In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells us that he has some of those sentiments towards each of us. But they are far greater than what we can produce because he is a divine person. And these are the actions of our good shepherd that are eternal and infinite. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. In this passage, Jesus makes three promises as our shepherd. First, he promises us eternal life. If we accept him as our Lord and Savior, then we receive in return eternal, infinite life, real life in God. Secondly, the life that Jesus offers us will never end. Yes, when our bodies die There will be a time of transition, but our core being, our heart and spirit, intellect and will continues in a new realm we know nothing about. You may have read the story of the twin fetuses who were arguing about whether there was life after birth. One believed he had heard things. The other, no, I don't have any proof. But we who believe in Jesus, that's all we need to know, that we have life eternal. And third, this new life which Jesus gives us begins in time. It begins the moment we believe and are baptized and are constantly reconverted. And this life continues without end in the sphere of eternity, which is safe. It's a safe life. It's secure, solid, and it's filled with the peace of God. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can take them out of my hand. No one can take us out of the hand of Jesus. No one can take us out of the hand of the Father. These verses are cascading and overflowing with unfathomable graces. We can never thank God enough for them. We can never thank God enough for His love and His mercy. Because we are always in the life-giving care and protection of the hands of our good shepherd.